今天早上从圣经一起来学习。
And this morning, 用
兴旺自己啊，来兴旺教会。
For this morning, we'll use the topic "Grow the Church through Self-Growth" for mutual encouragement.
首先，在启示录里面2000年前啊，神显异象给约翰看。
So, in 2,000 years ago, in the book of Revelation, God showed signs to John.
那这个异象啊，分作两部分。
And there's two parts to these signs.
我们来看启示录第一章。
Let's look at the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
第一章的是九节。
Chapter 1, verse 19.
请读。
Chapter 1, verse 19. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this.
这个十九节哈，在讲你要把所看见的现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。
So in verse 19 says, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this.
那约翰看到那个现在的事是什么？
So what's the things that John saw that which were?
就是第二章他写到当时的七个教会。
Which is written in chapter 2, it talks about the seven churches at the time.
那将来必成的事是什么？
And what are the things that will take place?
就是第五章开始七个印。
It's starting from chapter 6, which talks about the seven seals.
那这个七个印呢，就是末世将来要发生的事情。
And the seals refer to the things that will take place in the end times.
所以末世要发生什么事情，其实那个剧本已经写在启示录里面。
So the things that are going to take place in the end times, the script has already been written in the book of Revelation.
只是因为那个封住了，我们看不懂。
But it's just that it's sealed and we don't understand it.
但是时候到了那个封住的印一个一个要揭开来。
But when the time comes, the seals will be revealed one by one.
所以他看到这个末世要发生的事情第一个印就是白马，在第六章的第一节。
So of the things that he saw that will take place, the first seal was the white horse.
让我们看第六章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 1.
我看见羔羊揭开七印，第一个印的时候，就听见四个活物，有一个活物如雷说。第二节。
Verse 2.
我看见有一匹白马骑在马上，拿着弓并有冠冕赐给他。这个地方讲白马上面骑着拿着弓。
And here talks about a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow.
并且有冠冕赐给他。
And a crown was given to him.
他胜了又要胜。
And he went out conquering and to conquer.
我们教会对这个第一个印的解释就是真教会。
And the way our church interpret this first seal is a true church.
所以世界要结束之前的第一件事情发生就是真教会的建立。
So the first thing that happened during the end time is that the true church will be established.
那1917年真耶稣教会建立。
In the year 1917, True Jesus Church was established.
现在已经超过了100年。
It has been over 100 years.
那第一个印揭开以后，接下去二三四个印一直揭开来。
And after the first seal, the second, third, and fourth seals were revealed.
那我们就看到这个世界越来越危险。
And we see that the world becoming more and more dangerous.
最后是整个毁灭的来到。
And then total destruction comes.
所以我们要了解我们处在什么世代。
So we have to understand the time that we're in.
我们是处在人类历史最后一个阶段。
We're already at the end stage of human history.
也就是主耶稣再来之前最后一个阶段。
We're in the stage right before when Jesus comes.
挪亚的世代神叫挪亚造方舟，传警告。
In the time of Noah, God told Noah to build the ark and to preach warnings.
为什么？
Why?
因为 神要用洪水来毁灭那个世代。
Because God was going to destroy the world with flood.
那个世代人不但想的都是恶，他们的生活已经败坏。
And during that time, the people thought about doing evil things, and they did evil things all day long.
但是神在毁灭之前，神要拯救，所以叫摩亚造方舟。
But before God was to destroy the world, He gave salvation. So He told Noah to build the ark.
我们现在这个世代比起挪亚的世代并没有比较好，反而更差。
So comparing our time and to the time of Noah, we're not doing any better, but we're worse.
我说神来的日子已经快近了。
And so the time when God comes is near.
那我们在末世这个时代的信徒我们的目标就是要来建造末世的方舟，就是真教会。
As believers of the end time, we need to build this ark, which is the true church.
这是我们的使命。
This is our duty.
挪亚世代的人天天吃喝嫁娶。
During the times of Noah, people were marrying and giving in marriage.
吃喝是神的恩典。
They eat and drink, and eating and drinking is a blessing from God.
他叫我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
Being filled with food and being filled with joy.
那嫁娶也是神设立的。
And to be, to marry is this marriage is also instituted by God.
要希望每个人有幸福的婚姻，美满的家庭。
And God wants people to have a good marriage and a good family.
但是当时世代的人，他整个生活的中心焦点就是吃喝嫁娶。
But the focus of people's life during that time was only on these things, on eating and drinking and marriage.
所以对洪水要来到不知不觉。
So they were not aware that the flood was going to come.
不是没有方舟。
It's not that there was no ark.
是他们对得救不知不觉。
But rather, they were unaware of the salvation.
我们今天的生活比挪亚舒服太多了。
And our lifestyle today is more comfortable than that of Noah's.
所以生活很舒服，这是神的恩典。
And having a comfortable life, this is a blessing from God.
但是我们要从历史得到一个教训。
But have we learned from history?
如果我们整个生活的中心就是吃喝嫁娶享受。
If the focus of our life is only about eating and drinking and getting married,
我们对属灵的事情会不知不觉。
Then we will be unaware of the spiritual things that going on.
所以在神的恩典当中，我们能够警醒预备，这个是非常重要的。
So it's very important for us to be alert and to be prepared.
那圣经里面讲世界末日至少有三件事情我们可以察觉得到。
And the Bible tells us that during the end time, there are three things that we should be aware of.
第一个是真教会的建立。
The first is the establishment of the true church.
那第二个就是社会道德灵性的败坏。
And the second is the corruption of the moral in society.
所以在提摩太后书里面就讲末世危险的日子。
So in Second Timothy, it talks about the dangers of the end times.
我们看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书的第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
第三章。
第三章。
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
请。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come.
那第二节。
Verse 2, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
这里讲末世的危险然后从第二节开始就在描写。
It talks about the dangers of the end time, and starting from verse 2, it tells you what these things are.
那这个末世的危险从哪里开始呢？以自我为中心，专顾自己开始。
And where does this danger come from? It starts from people being self-centered.
如果我们看创世纪，神创造这个世界。
If we look at the book of Genesis, when God created the world.
第一个，神创造。
First, God created.
第二个，神看是好的。
And then God saw that it was good.
第三个，神说。
And then God says.
哦，所以在第一章、第二章里面呢，我们看那个时代的人的生活非常好，但是有一个最根本就是以神为中心。
So if we look at Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we see that the people lived a very good life. And a thing about that time was that they had God as the center of their lives.
那现在末世跟那个创世纪第二章、第三章有什么不同？
And how is the end time different from the beginning?
这个末世就是人以自我为中心。
And during the end time, people are self-centered.
我喜欢，我不喜欢。
I like this, I don't like this.、
哦、神已经不见了。
God is not in the picture anymore.、哦、
当神变成一个参考作用的时候，人就开始一直在堕落。
When God is only a suggestion, people start to go corrupt.、哦、
如果神不是对我，不是绝对有权柄，那一切都可以做。
If God's authority is not absolute, then I can do anything.
我自己就取代了神。
I replace God in my heart.
这个就是在神看起来堕落的开始。
And this, in the sight of God, this is the beginning of corruption.
那堕落不是往上爬，是往下降，越来越差。
And when something goes corrupt, it doesn't improve, it doesn't get better, but rather it becomes worse.
这个是末世的第二个危险。
And the second danger of the end time.、
哦、那第三个我们看末世的危险、哦、在马太二十四章里面就在讲天灾人祸。
And the third dangers of the end time, we could look at the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24. It talks about
饥荒、地震、
famine and earthquakes.
瘟疫，我们刚刚一个瘟疫快要过去，瘟疫。
And pandemics.
再来，国公打国，民公打民。
And wars between nations and civil wars.
哦、这个都是末世的一个兆头。
And these are all signs of the end time.、
最近呢，一群科学家在算这个 Doomsday Clock， 叫末世的时钟。
And recently, the scientists, the researchers have、came up with this Doomsday Clock.、
如果十二点钟、就一天结束，进到另外一天。
So suppose on the 12th hour is the end of the day.、
那现在到底是几点几分
？Then what time is it？
11:58:30晚上。
Right now is 11:58:30。
也就是人类离开灭亡还有90秒钟。
Is that it's what you're saying that to there's just 90 seconds toward destruction？
那这群科学家他是不是用信仰来看的？他是用世界科学的观点来看。
And the scientists did not come up with the numbers based on their religious views, but rather on scientific findings.
以世界科学的观点来看，人离开灭亡还有90秒钟。
And from the scientific point of view, human nature is 90 seconds to destruction.
然后他提到一个最大的顾虑是什么？核子战争。
And the primary danger is nuclear war.
这个是真实的。
And this is true.、
所以我们看这个伊拉克在战争。
So we see that there's
不是伊拉克、哦、我们现在乌克兰在战争。
In Ukraine.、
俄罗斯怎么讲呢
？And what does the Russian
如果打败了，他要用核子弹。
If they lose, they'll use nuclear weapons.
所以这是真实的。
So this is true.、
我们处在人类最危险的一个时刻。
We are living in the most dangerous times.
所以圣经里面讲黑夜已深，白昼将近。
So the Bible says the night is dark and the dawn.
黑夜就是没有希望，看不到光。
So during the night, there's no light.
就是现在这个世界。
And it's the time right now.
那白昼将近，就是主耶稣再来。
And the morning is coming, which is the coming of Jesus Christ.
所以我们做一个基督徒，活在圣经的光照里面，我们一定要想，那我现在活着要做什么？
So as Christians, we're living in the light of Jesus. We have to think about what is it that we're supposed to do.
如果我们看最近在报道，美国的平均岁数是79岁。
So if we read the recent report about life expectancy, The life expectancy is 79 years old.
那现在经过疫情之后，美国的平均岁数是78岁。
And after the pandemic, it's 78 years.
即使主耶稣不再来，我们死的那一天就是世界末日。
And even if Jesus doesn't come yet, the day we die is our end of the world.
如果我们现在是78岁，我们已经超过了平均了。
If we are already 78 years old, we already live past the life expectancy.
就表示说世界结束随时都有可能来到。
Which is to say that the end of the world might come anytime.
所以我们要警醒，想我要怎么生活。
So we have to be alert and think about how I should conduct my life.
不要被世界的潮流随波逐流飘走了。
And we should not be washed away by the floods of the world.
如果教会是末世的方舟，
If the church is the ark of the end times,
我们现在的使命就是建造方舟，传警告。
Then our duty today is to build this ark and to preach warning.
这个是我们现在认真需要来做的一件事情。
This is something that we need to focus on.
也就是要使教会能够增长。
Which is to grow the church.
那教会要什么叫做教会的增长？
And what does it mean for the church to grow?
这个教会的增长，教会就是主耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以，这个教会的增长就是主耶稣的身体在成长。
And so when the church grows, it's the body of Jesus Christ growing.
在路加福音里面有记载主耶稣十二岁的时候。
In the Gospel of Luke, it talks about when Jesus was 12 years old.
我们可以看路加福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章的53节。
Verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
这里讲主耶稣的智慧跟身量，神跟人喜爱的心都一起增长。
Here says that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
这个身量啊，就是外在的。
So stature is outwardly.
那智慧是里面的，内在的。
And wisdom is the inner self.
所以主耶稣的身体在成长，外在的就是指着信徒数越来越多。
So, for this growth, this outward growth is the number of believers.
那另外一个就是，这一个人内在的人一直在长大。
And on the other aspect, the inner self has to grow as well.
那这个长大的样式，就是能够把主耶稣活出来。
And to grow is to being able to live out Christ.
也就是人在教会里面能够看到主耶稣的样式。
Which is that other people can see, the Jesus Christ in the church.
那这个就是教会有在长大。
And this is when the church is growing.
比方说，以我们 Pacifica 教会来讲。
So let's take for our church, Pacifica, for example.
如果我们那个电话簿来把它翻开来看，我们教会的受洗过的人大概有130到140个人。
So if we open up our church directory, we have about 130 to 140 baptized members.
那 active member 就是每一个月最少有来聚会一次。如果我们用联恩会来看，大概有100个。
And for active members who shows up at least once every month, we have about 100 members.
那什么叫教会的增长？
So what does it mean for the church to grow?
比方说在2022年。
For example, in the year 2022,
我们有两个受洗。
We have two newly baptized members.
这个就是教会在成长。
So this is a growth.
但是这个是数目。
And this is a growth in number.
那另外一个教会的成长就是我们信徒的灵性在进步。
And another aspect of the growth of the church is the spirituality of members growing.
也就是我们2022年比较2021年，这个信徒 更像更有主耶稣的样式。
Which is to say that when the members have more of the image of Christ in the year 2022 compared to the year 2021.
哦，那今年2023年。
And this year we're 2023.
那2023年要结束的时候，我们比较2022年，哦，我们这个教会里面哦，比2022年更能够让人感受到主耶稣的同在。
And at the end of this year, and then we compare to the end of last year, then we see if we're able to have more of this image of Jesus in us.
那这个不同就是进步，教会在进步。
And if people can feel this difference, then we can say that the church is improving.
那这个两个有关系的。
And these two are closely connected together.
圣经里面讲，主耶稣十二岁的时候，人跟人喜爱的心都增加。
In the Bible, the Bible says that when Jesus was 12 years old, he increased in favor with God and men.
因为他有神的样式的表现。
Because he has the image of God.
所以我们带慕道朋友到教会来。
So when we bring our true seeker friends to church.
来到教会，神看不见，神在哪里？
When they come, they cannot see God. Where is God? Because God is invisible.
但是每一个信徒是看得见的。
But they can see our members.
那如果一个慕道朋友到教会来，他觉得这一群人跟我在其他的社团看的人感觉都一样。
But when our friends come and they feel like this group of people is no different from the other groups of people I see outside,
我为什么需要停在这个地方？
Then why do I need to come here?
所以教会是神在吸引人。
So within the church, God is the attraction.
那神看不见呢？
God is invisible.
但是当每个人他有在进步的时候，
But when the believers are improving,
他来到教会就可以感觉到这一群人是不一样的。
And when our true seeker friends come, they can feel that this group of people are different.
那当一个人来到教会，感觉到主耶稣就在他们当中。
And so when someone come here and they can feel that God is here,
他就会想要停下来。
They then will want to stop.
因为这个团体不同。
And stay here because this organization is different.
我们再看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 10.
第四章的十一节。
Sorry, chapter 4, verse 11.
他所事的有使徒，有先知，有传福音，有牧师，有教师。十二节。
Verse 12.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。这个地方十一节讲，教会里面有各种不同恩赐的工人。
And in verse 11, it talks about how inside the church are different workers with different talents.
那这个不同的工人要做什么？
And what do these different workers do?
十二节就在讲，他主要的目的是要装备信徒，所以大家可以各尽其职来建立基督的身体。
In verse 12, it says, For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
所以这个圣徒是谁？
So who are the saints?
圣徒就是每一个接受洗礼过的人。
The saints are everyone who has been baptized.
就是你跟我每一个人。
It's you and I.
我们需要有属灵的装备。
We need to have the spiritual equipment.
那来尽我们的职分
，so that we can carry our duties.
然后来建立基督的身体
，and to build up the body of Christ.
那这个信徒被装备到最后的目标是什么
？So what's the purpose of equipping the saints?
如果我们看十三节
，if we look at verse 13.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。请读。
Verse 13, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
啊，所以这个十三节啊，在讲我们每一个人长大成人。
So verse 13 talks about how we grow and to have the stature of the fullness of Christ.
有时候我们看小孩子啊，如果他长大之后啊，看起来越来越像父母。
When we, so sometimes when we see children, and as we see them grow up, we feel like they look more and more like their parents.
哦，那在灵性上，当我们长大的时候，我们看起来会像什么？
And in terms of our spirituality, what do we look like when we grow up?
哦，所以这里讲长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。
So here it says, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
哦，也就是说看起来像主耶稣。
Which is to say that we will look at Christ.
哦，所以如果每个人看起来都像主耶稣。
So if everyone looks like Christ.
哦，那这个教会哦，让人进来感觉就是主耶稣就在他们当中。
Then when someone comes to our church, then they will feel like Jesus is here.
哦，所以大家都希望教会能够成长。
Everyone wants the church to grow.
哦，但是有时候我们都一直在期待啊，谁要做什么。
But sometimes we are hoping for someone else to do something.
哦，忘记了啊，我们是教会的一部分。
We forget that we're also part of the church.
哦，如果我们 Pacifica 100个人哦，每个人都在成长。
But within our Pacifica Church, if every one of us is growing,
那你就看到这个教会就在成长。
Then our church will grow.
哦，每个人都有主耶稣的样式。
And when everyone has the image of Christ,
那这个教会就让人感觉到有主耶稣的样式。
Then when someone comes, they will feel like this church has the image of Christ.
哦，所以我们希望教会能成长从哪里开始？
So where should we start working on to grow the church?
就是从我们每一个人开始。
We should start from ourselves.
哦，我们每一个人要进步，要成长。
We need to improve ourselves.
哦，那这样教会就一直在进步，啊，一直在成长。
Then the church will continue to grow and become better.
所以教会成长，我们的注意啊，第一个要注意在主耶稣身上。
So the first thing we need to take note is that we need to focus on Jesus.
啊，第二个要注意是我们自己。
And the second focus is on ourselves.
哦，那我们自己一直调整，越来越像主耶稣。
We adjust ourselves so that we're more and more like Christ.
啊，我们现在来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
啊，哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
啊。啊，第九节
，Chapter 3 verse
9。啊，哥罗西书三章第九节
，Colossians chapter 3 verse
9。啊，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人跟旧人的行为。第十节
，Verse 10。
啊，穿上新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。请。
Sorry， 等一下。
请。
Chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, verse 10, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
好，这个第九节讲哦，要脱去旧人。
Verse 9 tells us that we need to put off the old man.
好，那第十节讲要穿上新人。
And in verse 10 it says to put on the new man.
哦，那旧人跟新人，我怎么知道我是旧人呢？还是我怎么知道什么叫新人呢
？So how do I know if I'm still wearing this old man, or do I have the new man?
哦，那我们看第十节。
So let's look at verse 10.
哦，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
This new man is someone who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
哦，所以。要脱去旧人，要穿上新人，跟知识有关系。
So to put off the old man and to put on the new man, it has to do with knowledge.
哦，这个知识就是认识神的知识。
And this knowledge is the knowledge of God.
哦，那我怎么去认识神
So how do I know God?
神的具体表现就是主耶稣。
And Jesus is the manifestation of God.
所以当我们对主耶稣认识越来越清楚，这个知识好像一面镜子。
So the more we get to know God, to know Jesus, this knowledge is like a mirror in front of us.
那我们站在这个镜子面前，如果我们不像主耶稣，那个部分就是旧人。
And when we look at ourselves in this mirror, whichever part is not like Jesus, that part is old.
所以进步就是要旧的人，要一直让他走过去。
So for us to improve, it's for us to continue to put off this old man.
所以如果我们看第五节，这里讲，地上的肢体，第一个是淫乱，第二个是污秽。
So if we look at verse 5, the first is fornication and then it's uncleanness.
我们认识神越来越清楚，我们就知道，什么叫做淫乱，什么叫做污秽。
The more we know God, the more we know about what's fornication and uncleanness.
所以从前因为去看这个黄色网站、色情的电影，你要认识主耶稣就知道这个是旧人，这个要让他过去。
So before, if you were going onto bad websites, and you will know that that's the old man.
那我们认识主耶稣越清楚，我就知道什么叫做贪心。
And the more we know Jesus Christ, we will know what is covetousness.
那这个是旧人，要让它过去。
And that is also the old man. We need to let it pass away.
如果我对神没有认识，我跟大家一样，我有什么贪心
？If I don't know Jesus and I'm just like everyone else,
那这个旧人你脱不掉。
Then I'm still wearing this old man.
所以当一个人一直在成长，
So as a person who's continuing to grow,
我们会觉得我们自己不一样。
We will feel that we are changing.
去年可能是一个礼拜生气一次。
Last year, maybe I get mad once every week.
那今年我们一个月生气一次。
But this year, I get mad once every month.
这个就不同了。
So there's this change.
这个不同就是成长。
And this change is growth.
就是更新。
It's renewal.
到明年我可能是一季生气一次。
And next year, maybe I'll get mad once every quarter.
那这个也是进步啊。
And that's also an improvement.
所以我们信仰要把主耶稣表现出来，就是那个旧的要让它过去。
So in our faith, what we need to do is we have to put off this old self.
那接下去呢，要穿上新人。
And we need to put on this new man.
那新人是什么？
What is this new man?
主耶稣的样式。
It is the image of Jesus Christ.
那我们看主耶稣的样式跟我们的生活有什么关系？
So let's see how the image of Christ relate to our lives.
首先我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's first turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
17节。
Verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。旧事已过，都变成新的。
Verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
旧事已过，都变成新，这个就是成长。
And when the old things have passed away and all things are new, this is growth.
那旧事是什么？
What are these old things?
很多。
There are many old things.
比方说，我们每一个人在做决定价值观很重要。
For example, when we're making decisions, our sense of value is very important.
可能我没有想过价值观这一个名词，但是在做决定的时候，就已经表现出来，对我来讲什么最重要。
Perhaps we have not explicitly think about what we value the most, but this shows through when we're making our decisions.
那圣经里面讲，我们要凭信心，不要凭眼见。
The Bible tells us that we need to live by faith and not by sight.
啊，比方说我们在找工作。
For example, if we're looking for a job.
啊，一般人最重要就是配是不是很高。
And for a lot of people, they consider the pay most important factor.
我能不能自我实现
？Can I achieve myself?
啊，或者说工作的稳定性。
Or how stable is this job?
哦，所以一般人在找工作，很早跟信仰连在一起想。
So when they're looking for a job, they rarely think about their religious views.
因为那个时候我们的价值观是跟世界一样的。
So if we're looking for a job and we only consider these things, then our sense of value is the same of the world.
哦，那现在我们认识神越来越清楚。
But now that we come to know God more,
我们就了解生活不是为着工作。
Then we come to understand that we don't live to work.
哦，工作是为着生活。
We work to live.
哦，那生活要做什么？
So what do we do in our life?
生活就是为着要服侍神啊。
We live to serve God.
哦，那当这个观念建立起来。
And so when we have this concept,
我们在找工作第一个考虑我跟神的关系。
Then when we are looking for a job, then first we will consider our relationship with God.
我这个工作能够守安息日吗？
Will I be able to keep the Sabbath if I take on this job?
我这个工作能够帮助我服侍神吗？
If I take on this job, will it help me to serve God better?
所以有时候我听到信徒的见证，我真的很感谢神。
And sometimes when I hear the testimonies of our brothers and sisters, I truly thank God.
有的信徒收入真的不是很高。
There are some members who don't have a high-paying job.
但是他找工作一定有一个原则，我不能够不守安息日。安息日要上班的我不做。
But when they were looking for a job, they have this core principle that they want to keep the Sabbath.
那这个就是生命的更新。
And this is the renewal of their lives.
因为我们的价值观已经从世俗提升到属灵的。
Because our sense of value has been elevated.
那这个更新非常重要。
And this renewal is very important.
因为我们的价值观会影响每一个决定。
Because our sense of value will influence our every decision.
再来，我们找工作要到哪里去？
Then next is when we look for a job, where do we look?
也可以到一个没有教会的地方去啊。
We relocate to somewhere there is no church.
但是如果我们灵性很好，我们搬到那个地方，可以在那边兴旺教会。
If we have a strong faith, maybe we could go there and to build a church.
所以考虑我们的每一个决定对我的灵性什么影响。
So whatever decision we make, we think about how it affects our spiritual life.
因此，我们的更新就是旧的已过，都变成新的。
So as we renew ourselves, the old self passes away, and the new self gets put on.
又好像说人跟人的关系。
And also then looking at the relationship between people.
如果我们在公司上班安排你去管仓库跟安排你去管理人是绝对不一样的。
And at your job, asking you to look after a warehouse is different from looking after some other people.
人变成非常的复杂。
If you are to manage a group of people, it becomes very complicated.
但是如果我们能够有基督的样式。
But if we have the image of Christ,
我们人心里面能够常常去赦免别人。
And we can often forgive other people.
一旦能够赦免别人，这个关系就变成新的。
And every time we forgive someone, our relationship is renewed.
那个 bitterness 里面的苦毒可以让它过去。
The bitterness can be let go.
那这样的话，我们就变成新人。
And then we will become new.
那更重要的。
More importantly,
如果我们看主耶稣在传福音最重要的出发点是什么
？If we look at the goal of Jesus Christ when he was preaching.
我们看马可福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音第六章。
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6.
34节。
Verse 34.
耶稣出来看见有许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口他们教训他们许多道理。
Verse 34, and Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things.
为什么主耶稣会传福音?
Why would Jesus preach the gospel?
因为他看到人，他就怜悯他们。
Because when he sees people, he has compassion on them.
他的心被神的爱充满。
He was filled with the love of God.
所以当我们的生命在更新，有主耶稣的样式。
So as our life is renewing and having the image of Christ,
传福音是很自然的。
Preaching becomes a second nature to us.
因为我们有怜悯的心，我们就会想要传福音。
Because we have this heart of compassion and we want to spread the gospel.
所以主耶稣的一生到底他是为什么在活？
So, what did Jesus live for?In his life, on earth.
就是要把神的爱表现出来。
It was to manifest the love of God.
今天我们在教会侍奉的动力就是有主耶稣这一种爱。
And today, the motivation for our service in church is this love.
那一旦人有这个爱，我们对神的事工会非常的积极在参与。
And once we have this love within us, we will be very zealous for the work of God.
我们现在看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章的二十一节。
The book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 21.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
死。就有益处。
And to die is gain.
这个是非常新的观念。
This is a new concept.
那死的益处是什么?
And what is this gain?
如果我们再看下去，我如果现在离世，我就能够跟基督同在。
If I depart right now, then I can be with Christ.
从基督得到奖赏。
And to receive the reward from Christ.
这个就是死的益处。
And this is this gain.Of death.
但要得到这个益处，这他讲我活着就是基督。
And so it says to live as Christ.
什么叫做我活着就是基督？
What does it mean to say that to live as Christ?
如果我们看腓立比书第一章的二十节。
If we turn to Philippians chapter 1 verse 20.
我照着所切慕所盼望，没有一件事情叫我羞愧，凡事放胆，无论是生是死。总叫基督在我身上照常显大。这里讲基督在我身上照常显大。
So in verse 20 it says, So now also Christ will be magnified in my body.
所以我们活着就是把主耶稣的生命显扬出来。
So as we live, we magnify the life of Christ.
也就是我们会做主耶稣所要做的。
Which is to say we will do what The Lord wants us to do.
因此主耶稣问彼得一个问题，你爱我吗？
So Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
那接下去，你喂养我的羊。
And feed my sheep.
所以我们被神的爱充满。
So if we're filled with God's love,
我们就会去关心别人的灵性。
We will care for other people's spirituality.
因此当我们自己不断在更新。
And as we are being renewed ourselves,
把主耶稣活出来。
We live out Christ.
教会就在成长。
The church will grow.
我们 Persifica 教会会有很大的不同。
And there will be great change for Persifica Church.
如果每一个人生命都在更新。
If everyone is renewed constantly.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
440.
441.